Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's David, Sue, and Kendra. And Cindy Fitzgibbon from The Eye Opener joins us. I told myself I wasn't going to complain to Cindy Fitzgibbon. I can't. Who can complain to Cindy Fitzgibbon? But I so want to.
I know. That said, you will. Go ahead. Complain.
Well, no. It's like what I said a minute ago when we were last week. It's been a dry summer so far. Dry spring, dry summer. And, you know, it took exactly 2 days of rain for me to complain about the rain once the rain started showing up.
Be careful what you wish for.
Exactly.
So I believe the last time we chatted was during the beginning of quarantine when it kept raining and raining and
raining.
And then it stopped, and it seemed like it didn't rain at all for about 6 weeks. So we got into this definitely a dry pattern. And so, yeah, we were desperate to get out of it, and we did. So kind of both of those things talk about in the atmosphere what we refer to as a blocking pattern. And so sometimes things just stick around. So the wet that we had back in April stuck around, and then the drier pattern that we got into in the middle of May through the early part of June stuck around. And I know you guys are fans of the Eye Opener. You watched this morning. We've been showing you this upper-level low that's just kind of sitting and spinning. And what that is really cold air aloft, and it creates instability. So the weather pattern, I mean, it hasn't been raining all the time, but, you know, it rains, then it stops, and then a town over it starts raining. It's super hard to try to plan anything, right? I mean, my kids are finally actually starting to get back outside again.
Yeah,
I'm trying to play some baseball. You know, and they had a practice last night, and wouldn't you know it, it hadn't rained all day, and driving to practice starts downpouring. So it's just kind of the nature of what we're in right now. But this upper level low, it's been with us since the weekend. It's finally going to kick out tomorrow.
I love this
one
talk.
More day.
I know.
A meteorologist talking.
She's got all the buzzwords.
Blocking pattern.
The low, the blocking, the thing spinning. So tell us what we all want to know. How does the holiday weekend look? Please tell us it's good. Please.
I'm feeling better today than I was yesterday. Yesterday I was a little nervous, to be honest. So we're going to kick this upper level low out today, and tomorrow it is going to be hot.
Right.
It's going to be in the 80s to near 90s. Sun's going to be out. We should go an entire day without rain.
Nice.
So yay us. And then we get into Friday, and one of those backdoor cold fronts are going to come on in, another weather buzzword. So what it's going to do is basically shift our wind around to the northeast. So that's off the water. So from really hot tomorrow, it's going to get cooler on Friday, and that cooler air is going to be with us to start the holiday weekend. So Saturday is definitely the cooler of the holiday weekend days, and it's not going to be chilly. But we're talking 70s instead of
80s. That's not bad. I could do
that's
okay with me.
Yeah, most of us are dry this weekend. There is a storm to our south. Should stay mostly away from us, but down on the Cape, closest to the storm, that is where we have the best chance of seeing a couple of showers. The chance is really low, but if anyone's going to get a shower on Saturday, that's probably where it'll be. And Sunday looks brighter. It looks warmer. We should be back into the 80s. So.
Is there still pollen around? And does the rain help get all that junk out of the air, the pollen and the stuff that's the allergens that are kind of floating around?
It definitely does. The pollen season this year was particularly tough because it coincided with that dry stretch that we had when the tree pollen was really coming on strong. Mm-hmm. So you have all this tree pollen, and then you have no rain to wash it away and give some temporary relief. So the tree pollen is gone now, but grasses, weeds, it's the time of year that those, if you have allergens to those particular things, you might still be feeling it a little bit, but obviously when it's raining, that helps.
And how much of this is unusual, Cindy? I think, at least I always try to feel like, this is the wettest it's
Same.
Ever been,
yeah.
or this is the hottest it's ever been. You forget that it was just as hot last year. How much of this is remarkable or unusual?
Well, these upper-level lows are definitely more typical of spring. Mm-hmm. So to have one of these sit over us for about 5 days is somewhat unusual for the summertime. But the nature of the, you know, high humidity we've had has just led to these tropical-like downpours. So the rain that we had on Sunday, I mean, we had over 5 inches in about an hour in Norwood. That was record-setting. That was, you know, truly... you know, something that does not normally happen. So in terms of records, yes, that. But, you know, I mean, we've had 2, 3, 4 inches of rain spread out over, you know, 4 days for a lot of us. So it's just it's day after day after day of the same sort of thing. Mm. So once we kick this on out, I mean, I'm thinking by next week, you'll have forgotten about it already.
I'm going to write that down in pen.
Hey, Cindy, can you settle a bet for us? We've been having a lot of these pop-up thunderstorms and lightning this week. So we were debating whether it is safe to take a shower.
Sue is convinced she's
I'm convinced it's not safe.
Lightning strike.
Is it safe to take a shower when it's thundering and lightning?
It's not a good idea.
See?
What?
Is that
right?
I win.
How is that?
Yes,
why? Because it could hit the house and go through the pipes and the water.
Yes.
And
it has to do with the pipes. It has to do with the pipes.
See,
so
they
you
didn't
be away
believe
from windows,
me.
Away from pipes, away from anything that's doing electricity because it can travel through. So.
What?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all I do when it's thunder and lightning is I'm near pipes and electricity.
Look out the window, watch TV. Yep.
Comfort your pets who are trying to hiding under the couch or something like
and
that.
And also, I am going to find an opportunity today to use the phrase backdoor cold front.
Front yeah.
I know you are.
This is what
I know, if you happen to be, you know, enjoying the fourth at a barbecue, socially distant with the appropriate number of people on Saturday, and someone says, wow, it's not that warm, you can say, I know why. There was a backdoor cold front that came through.
I'm doing it.
I'll be using the blocking pattern to get to the pulled pork. So,
oh, my God. That's
hey,
so
Cindy,
funny.
Thank you so much. We love talking to you. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning as we head into the holiday weekend. Really appreciate
it. My pleasure.
Yeah.
Take care.
All right. Be well. Cindy Fitzgibbon
thank
from
you.
The Eye Opener. It's morning magic.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!